Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air tonight. Got some valuable information for you. Coming down the information highway tonight, we're going to give you some headlines of today's news very soon here and bring you up to date. And then we're going to get into our message tonight, Dancing at the Masquerade Ball. Praise Yahweh. Somebody is in a masquerading position here tonight. We're going to find out just who is behind the mask of the masquerade. Well, ladies and gentlemen, anthrax has now been discovered as far west as Kansas City, and it's spreading in the postal services. You know about the Vietnamese immigrant that died yesterday in New York. She was not even an employee of the post office, so now we're getting sporadic cases of anthrax showing up in unlikely places to unlikely people. So we now have a nation in peril, a nation in fear, and we have a nation in stress. Well, what can I say? This is what war is all about. And as they say, we are in war. Well, today Congress is going to vote, hopefully, on the airport security package. Now we've got the Democrats and the Republicans up to their old masquerading party once again, fighting over the language and who's to be who and whether they're to be federal-funded employees, which will jump their salaries from, we're talking about these security folks that work at the airports. And they're going to jump salaries, double those salaries from approximately $12,000 to $15,000 minimum wage up to $30,000 to $35,000 to $40,000 a year. And, of course, you know who's going to pay the bill. And here we go. We've got warnings today in California. Our governor has called out the National Guard to beef up the police force to guard the bridges as a plot to blow up the Bay Bridge in San Francisco has came down, and we are facing a lot of problems here in America. Well, unemployment is skyrocketing. We reported last night that the economy is in serious shape. We are in a deep recession, ladies and gentlemen. And by Christmas time, when we know that sales are off 8 to 10%, unemployment, like I say, is skyrocketing. Many layoffs anticipated between now and Christmas. So we are in perilous times. We have been given word that the United States military and its allied forces will not, and we repeat, will not pause for the Muslim holy day, and they are going to continue their bombing. And we have now found out, we warned you about nuclear devices that the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, and the Muslim nations, ladies and gentlemen, this is a this is a fact. They have the nuclear devices that we fear. So never fear, they have them. It's a matter of, are they going to use them? We think that they possibly will before this is over because they have no choice. Now, in Pakistan today, Pakistan is one of the leading Arab nations that is in the nuclear club, so to speak, and they arrested or detained, questioned, and they have sent United States FBI, CIA operatives in there to help question these Pakistani scientists who have been detained and questioned about given nuclear secrets over to the Taliban. And ladies and gentlemen, we told you so. Here it comes. Now, we are in perilous times. United Airlines reported today that they have lost $1 billion, and most of the airlines will go under in the next 6 months if we don't bail them out. And we're talking about the federal government, and that is being worked out as we speak. Well, we shouldn't fear, ladies and gentlemen, because there's been a cure found in Australia, of all places, down under, for anthrax. It is very effective, they say, and that news came out today. And I wonder if the pharmaceutical companies will be pleased with that, as they are now gearing up their aspirin, the bear people, famous for making the bear aspirin. They are running three shifts 24/7 to get out this antibiotic medicine for anthrax. And the nation is in panic. People are buying it. They're going on the black market and things of this nature as the United States government acts to halt these illegal drug sales from areas like Mexico and surrounding nations that are offering a cheaper generic version than the medicines that have been subscribed to by the pharmaceutical company. Of course, well, we gotta keep our profit going up, praise Yahweh. We're going to get into a message tonight, the masquerade, the dance at the masquerade. We're going to talk to you a little bit tonight about who's who and who are the Jews. Shortly after World War I, the Ford Motor Company founder, the industrial giant Henry Ford, assembled a staff of experts in Detroit to conduct research on the European Jews who had been entering America in large numbers since the 1880s. Ford provided the staff with several million dollars for this research, and in 1923 he published the results of their work in a four-volume work entitled The International Jew. It was Mr. Ford's conclusion that very few of these people who call themselves Jews were descendants of the biblical, quote-unquote, Israelites. Ford further proved that these Jews, using all sorts of crimes while under the cloak of being the chosen people of the Bible, were rapidly taking economic and political control of America. Duh. This is in 1923, after this published book came out, that they were then going after control of economic and political agendas in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, need I say more? Today, in the religious field, Ford claimed that the Jews had secretly gained control of most Protestant seminaries, we call them cemeteries, and Christian book publishing houses. Duh. We know for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the one by Zondervan in Michigan was purchased by the Jews, and that the Greek text of Luke chapter 23, verse 34, was quickly changed. And, you know, if you're familiar with that text, it says in the English version, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, we're talking about the Jews that killed the one we call Jesus and hung him on a torture stake. Well, we got some comments here from the Talmud that may prove interesting later on to tell you what these Jews still think about our Jesus. Well, if they bought up the Christian book publishing houses, would they then have influence on what Christians are able to ingest, because they themselves first have to digest the material that comes into the publishing houses, and they call the shots on what's published and what's not. Well, need I say more on restricting the information, and need I say more than the Bible, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people, which are called by my name, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. No wonder that the first thing that they wanted to do was shut down the publishing houses, or at least control what was published from these houses. Now they own 96% of all of the media exchange. We're talking about newspapers, television, and radio stations around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, they went for the jugular vein to shut down the information highway, and that's why they fear the Internet. The Internet has not been policed, but if they were talking about the coalition behind the policing of the Internet, where we are live and direct tonight, we are being broadcast through Truth Radio, downloaded on the computer downloads off of Truth Radio. We're also being heard around the world tonight on satellite, and that is Galaxy 9, Channel 2, Audio 5.8, and 5.4 on Truth 1 and 2. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is just trickling down as we're trying to look behind the mask of the masqueraders here, as we are trying to uncover who's who and who's a Jew. Now, notice they have been able to remove almost all criticism of Jews from the Christian literature. Now, if you're wanting to find books that will criticize Jews, do not go to a Christian bookstore to get your information. You won't find it. You have to go underground, where the truth has been driven and stamped down. You know what the Bible says? It says in the book of Daniel, they, we're talking about the masqueraders, shall cast the truth to the ground and prosper. Well, 97% of the wealth controlled by 3% of the world's population, and sitting at the top of the chain is not Mr. Walton, and although his fortune has climbed sufficiently to where that they are now, we're talking about Walmart Enterprises, the family of Walmart, Sam Walton, that they're worth probably around $20 to $25 billion just in stock alone, not counting other holdings that they have. Well, we understand that there may be some Jewish blood there, and you need to patronize your local Walmart. They have driven out the Aryan, the true Israelites, out of their little hardware stores and their little clothing stores at downtown Maine. They have shut down, boarded up, and we all took off to Walmart. In summing up his findings, Mr. Ford stated in 1923, the Jews are not the chosen people. Let me repeat this. Henry Ford stated, that's why that they hated him, ladies and gentlemen. They bought, finally, controlling interest in Ford Motor Company, and I'm amazed. Well, not really. We just reported to you night before last that Henry Ford's grandson is now taking over as CEO of Ford Motor Company, the first Ford family member to be at the top of the helm in about 40 years. Well, isn't that interesting? But maybe he's been reinvented. Maybe he has been cleaned his brain up, and maybe he's lost his identity, as most Israelites have. Well, Mr. Henry Ford knew what he was talking about when he said the Jews are not the chosen people. have you grown up thinking through a misunderstanding of who's who and who's a Jew, who's masquerading at the ball, who's dancing, who are you dancing with tonight? Though practically the entire Christian church world has succumbed to the propaganda which declares the Jews to be God's chosen people. Ford's book, and it was entitled The International Jew. You can still obtain a copy, but you won't get it at your local Christian bookstore. They don't carry it, ladies and gentlemen. You will have to go underground to find your copy. You need to read what Mr. Ford said, and all this is proof positive that there is a masquerading going on tonight, and we would like to inform you. Mr. Ford's book caused such a fear that a few years, but soon, it all but disappeared from colleges. Wonder why? Universities and public libraries, and became unobtainable in the public domain at any price. The church now continues to teach that the Jews are God's chosen people, Israel, and by then, Jewish-dominated news media began to refer to Jews always after as Israelites. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would do a simple Bible study, you would understand that Judah was only one tribe of Israel. Now, let's give them the benefit of the doubt here for a moment and say, oh, Judah is Jews, which they are not, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt. That would leave 11 tribes because they were 12 tribes in that Christ, Israel. Where are the 11 tribes? Because we know that not over there in the sandbox. Where are they? Ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor by taking the mask off of this con game and look behind the curtain and see who's masquerading at the ball and see who the Christian church is embracing and climbed into the bed and committing fornication with. The entire church world, as it goes about its daily business of proving to the world through the media and through their churches, we call them bell boxes, and they are teaching that the Jews are God's chosen people. When that is not true, giving them the benefit that Judah is one tribe. And if everyone over there, or every Jew that claims to be actually bloodline descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from the tribe of Judah, where are the other 11 tribes that are also descended from the bloodline of Jacob? Now, that is something for you to go and search out and see if you can understand and look behind the mask. We just had Halloween, ladies and gentlemen, and last night we brought you conclusive evidence that there is a secret order of these Canaanites that love to suck the blood of your daughters and your sons as they are perverted. We're talking about world-class action people that run the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we sit as we are become a couch-potatoed nation, trembling with the fear of eating anthrax or breathing anthrax until we become the puppet on the string, and as they call the shots, we dance to the music. We always refer to them today as Israelites. Ladies and gentlemen, Jews and Israelites are two different things. Get real, wake up, smell the coffee here, look behind the masquerading mask at the ball, and you may be dancing with a skeleton that don't exist. Anyone imposing the increasing Jewish control of the nation is always immediately now branded anti-Semitic. ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a refreshing drink of Maxwell House coffee. Wake up here. Smell the aroma of the stench of the lies that are being perpetrated through this controlled news media, as they are always referred to appropriately today as Israelites. You cannot be an Israelite and be anti-Semitic. If you are an anti-Semitic, and you yourself are an Israelite, and yet you don't know it, then you are the one that's deceived. And if you would look behind the mask of who's dancing at the ball, you might find out the rest of the story, for anyone opposing them are branded anti-Semitic, and therefore, for fear of being branded as an anti-Semitic, we go on our way following the Judeo-Christian approach to the media, which we refrain from talking about the Jews because they are, quote-unquote, God's chosen people. Mr. Henry Ford found out otherwise in his research. After spending millions of dollars, he was purposely targeted after that by the Jewish Concern, who quickly moved in and acquired his strongest competition, General Motors. And now Ford Motor Company is in dire straits as their quality has fell. And maybe now that we could look behind the scenes and see who actually owns the stock of Ford Motor Company, you would be surprised. It is not the Ford family, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you speak against the Jewish-dominated seminaries, or if you're taught with them, you're taught that new ministers now quote Genesis 12, 1 and 3, and sternly warn their flocks that anyone speaking unfaithfully of the Jews would be cursed by God, and therefore we have this morbid fear that we are going to blaspheme and be left out of the kingdom because we said that the Jews are not God's chosen people. Well, we're going to come back and really put the pedal to the metal, and we're going to switch gears and get into the Talmud tonight and show you a little bit of what's going on. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our show tonight is called Masquerade Ball, and we're dancing to the music here of truth. And we are taking the mask off of who's who and who's a Jew. 1951, several years ago, retired U.S. military intelligence officer Colonel John Beatty published a scholarly 265-page book entitled Iron Curtain Over America. In it, Colonel Beatty gave an overwhelming evidence that this strange race of Eastern European, quote-unquote, Jews were actually Khazars and mongrel Asiatics and had no racial ancestry to Israel at all. My, my, my. What a shame. Why would he do that? That would make him anti-Semitic to say certain things like that. In reality, ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth. If you ask Gershom Solomon, he is the head of the Temple Mount Faithful, if he was Khazaric, he would answer, yes, he is. And the Khazars, ladies and gentlemen, adopted the Jewish religion. We have covered this on Heritage Worldwide Radio, and we will get back into that soon, that the Khazars were a Mongol tribe of Eastern European descent, as they were Turkish origin Mongolian, and a mixture of that, and that they came from the Khazars, and that they adopted the Jewish religion around 800 B.C. These now are the masqueraders in Israel, as they fought for a national homeland, and they, before that they were vagabonds, nomads, jewelers and gypsies, wandering bands, thrown out of all of Europe and barred from Spain and things of this nature. And now they have made a comeback, a strong comeback, as they are now in control of American society, politics, religion, and all of the media. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to bypass the media of the standard quo, quote-unquote, Judeo-Christian normal media and dance to their drum, you can't unmask the masqueraders as they are going about to deceive the very elect. Remember Revelations 2 and 9. I know that you have tried them that say they are Jews and are not, but are liars. These are the Khazars. Now, they are true, listen to me, they are true Israelites that are from the tribe of Judah. I have met many, most of them coming out of the nation of Germany, their descendants from that area in Western Europe. A few in Eastern Europe and thereabout, the British Isles and in that area where they come across the Caucasus Mountains, and they settled after 586 B.C. when they were expelled out of Babylon. These good figs came west, ladies and gentlemen, and these eastern figs, these that are now posing as Jews and are not, but are liars, according to the scriptures. And so Mr. Beatty covered the issues in Iron Curtain over America. Have you seen a copy lately? In it, he gave an overwhelming evidence that these strange race of Eastern European Jews were actually Khazaric and Mongol, Mongol Asiatics, and had no racial ancestry in Israel at all. He then proved by 1951 these Jews had a stranglehold on American politics, on banking, on credit, usury, and all sources of news on the entertainment industry, Hollywood, on America's educational system, And he went on to say that the predominant ones had then become judges, lawyers, doctors, and in organized crime. The Jewish news media refused to review the book in 1951. Prejudice, I guess. They don't want nobody speaking against them. They're anti-Semitic when they themselves are not Semitic at all. It is a masquerade of these Jews who say they're Jews and are not. And in 3:9 Revelations, again, we are warned that they are not Yahweh's chosen people. Remember John 8:44 says, your father is the devil. These were the Canaanites that had crept in to the Sanhedrin, and we'll get you some Sanhedrin quotes here after a while if we have time as we finish up on this article about the masquerading of who's who and who's a Jew. Now, after the Jews refused the Jewish media, they refused to review the book. They refused also to handle it. They would not purchase the book into their Christian-owned, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Check your local newspaper, by the way, and find out. If you're just in a rural area, find out if it's not owned by the stockholders of New York Times and some of these giant media corporations across the world. You may think that your local representatives own it, but you'll find out that I know our local paper here is just a Claiborne Progress owned by New York Times. Of course, they dance to the music. Now, the Christian bookstores then ignored Iron Curtain over America. And only a few thousand copies were distributed. And most Americans have never heard of the Iron Curtain over America. In 1976, Random House published a book that should have hit the Christian churches like a blockbuster, but instead, they chose totally to ignore it. It dealt with the racial origin of the people in communist and Christian countries who call themselves Jews, and whom the churches and the Jews themselves generally insist are God's chosen people, the Israelite descendants of Abraham. Since the late 1800s, a small number of biblical scholars who were also students of history and racial origins have insisted that the church denominations are wrong. They, instead of being Israelites or God's chosen people, these Jews are from Eastern Europe and Western Asia, where they are descended from the Mongolians. Remember, I gave you a Strong's number to look up on the word king. Look it up, see what his number is, and go to Strong's and see if it doesn't say Oriental king, Oriental. Yes, that's what it says. And these Mongolians are descendants from Cain and other Asiatic peoples who have adopted Judaism as their religion, of course. They came in unaware. They now sit in the churches and the Christian, quote-unquote, churches, the bell box. These deceived preachers are preaching the Judeo-Christian line, and they're dancing with the skeleton of the masqueraders. Now, these Bible scholars were ignored or condemned as they tried to call attention to these masqueraders, and they were called cults or anti-Semitics. Now, after many years of research, a well-known Jewish author, Arthur Collister, has published a 255-page book titled The 13th Tribe. I suggest that you get it. You won't find it in Christian bookstores, of course, in which he proves the same point. Now, this is a Jew. He's a well-known Jewish author. And he published the book entitled 13th Tribe. I have it here on my desk as I speak. Jews are neither Israelites nor Semites, but are instead Khazaric, Mongols, and Huns. My, who are we dancing with on the billbox altars as we gave them allegiance that they are God's chosen people, when actually they have no bloodline descending blood from Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob? Most major newspapers and magazines reviewed the book during 1976. Also, Random House, the publisher, advertised extensively and began some of their ads with the following headline: "What if most Jews aren't really Semites at all?" In addition, Random House quoted the following reviews: "Mr. Collister's excellent book is as readable as it is thought-provoking. Nothing could be more stimulating than the skill, the elegance, in which he marshals the facts and develops his theories. You do not have to be Jewish to be interested. Are today's Western Jews really ethnic, Semitic, Bible Jews, or are they really Khazaric descendants of converted Khazars?" Well, we just gave you the facts. This compact, interesting book, The 13th Tribe, goes on and on. Now, this is in 76. Now, of course, they have removed it from the Jewish bookstores, and why not? They don't want these books to be out because we might unmask the masqueraders. Now, let's give you some quotes from the Talmud. This is the most holiest book of these masqueraders, and they got it out of Babylon. Remember, they were the good figs that came out of Babylon and the bad figs. The Bible says so in Jeremiah. If you will do your homework, there's good figs and bad figs. Now, for the bad figs, they adopted the Talmud, and they talk about this man called Jesus. Listen at it. Jesus committed bestiality. He corrupted the people, and he is now turned into hell. That is out of Book 105a. Jesus limped on one foot. He was blind in one eye. He practiced bestiality with his ass. He was a fool who did not even know his beast mind. That's out of the Talmud, 105a-1056. Jesus attempts to seduce women. He was excommunicated by a rabbi and then worshipped a brick. He was a seducer of Israel and practiced magic. That is out of the Talmud, 107b, A Plot Against Christianity by Elizabeth Dillon. Marr said Jesus seduced and corrupted and destroyed Israel, the Sanhedrin, 107b. Jesus was illegitimate and was conceived during menstruation cycle by this woman that was a harlot. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is called Shara, S-H-A-R-I-A-A, which means in this language, dung, excrement. In German, it means derrick. Jesus is called J-E-S-E-N-U, which means may his name and memory be blotted out, and that is from the Talmud unmasked by D.H. Paranian. You will notice the great difference between the Jewish and Christian religions, the Jews say. We consider the religion so different that one excludes the other. That was a quote from Rabbi Moshe M. Magel, president of National Jewish Information Service, 1961. It is more wicked to question the words of the rabbis than those of the books of Moses called the Torah. The teachings of the Talmud stand above all other laws and is the most important book that it is more important than the laws of Moses. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Chambar, in the book of the Talmud. Now, Judaism is the religion of the Hebrew Bible is, of course, a fallacy. Impression, Judaism is not the religion of the Bible. Rabbi Bolkster, Judaism is not the religion of the Bible. Rabbi Bolkster. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading out of the book that they say is holy, and if these Christians call these Jews God's holy people, then they might ought to read the Talmud. Oh, they're, you know what they say? Oh, they're blinded. God blinded the Jews. That ain't what the Bible says. That can't be read in the Scriptures. Now, we call your attention as we close out on our message, the Masquerade Ball. Who are you dancing with tonight, by the way? Look behind the mask. It may just be an illusion. You may be dancing with a lie. I would have you in Romans chapter 11, where they get this Scripture. These are the Christian that have come up with this masquerading as the Judeo-Christians cover for the excuse or make excuses for these Antichrist as they go about their business. Now, there are true Jews. These are the true worshipers of Yahweh. So we're not indicting all these, but there are many that are Khazaric and have no bloodline relationship. They only have a religion of Judaism, and all of that, of course, is false. Now, let's go. Romans 11:25, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your conceit, that blindness in part is happened to the Jews. Romans 11:25. Well, I'm sorry, that ain't the way it reads. You see, if we would put on the eye salve that is suggested in the Bible and take off these Judeo blinders, we might be able to see the truth of the Scripture. I will reread this. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. There are 12 tribes in Israel. The Jews make up one tribe. Now, where's the rest of God's chosen people? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are from the Western Caucasus, if you are Caucasian, you possibly are an Israelite. and don't even know it. You call yourself a dumb Gentile. Well, the dumb part sticks, but you are not a Gentile. The word Gentile is translated 1484 in the Strong's Ethnos, which means an ethnic race that moves out of the Caucasus Mountains and you become Caucasian. Now, that's a dirty word because you are racist if you preach and teach that the Caucasian race is Israel. Of course they holler foul when truth would set you free. Now, let us give you one more quote. And the issue, as they take these vows and then they break these vows, ladies and gentlemen, a Jew is permitted to rape, cheat, and perjure himself, but he must take care that he is not found out so that Israel may not suffer. This is out of the Talmud, ladies and gentlemen, and we could give you many more quotes. We're running out of time here tonight. Let me tell you about my sponsor tonight, Miracle 2. They're bringing me live and direct to you on Truth Radio tonight, and we are in this area of time that you may need a Miracle 2. It is the good news for you, the children of Yahweh, the righteous race of the Caucasian race. We are telling you about a Miracle 2 and what it is. This was given to a good friend down in Louisiana, Clayton Pettiton, and he was on with us in a show last month, and he talked about how he got the 7 ingredients to come up with this formula. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this will neutralize anthrax. That is correct. It will neutralize anthrax. And so you need to get this neutralizer and the soap. And to keep your body pure, wash it in the Miracle 2 soap and then drink the neutralizer every day. Stay away from the vaccinations as they bring the body, they wreak havoc in the immune system of your body. And, of course, maybe the pharmaceutical companies, we would like to tell you tonight who owns those, you might think that we are prejudiced or that we are anti-Semitic. We are not. We are the children of Israel. We are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and we are his chosen people. Now, if you'd like Miracle 2, simply call this number tonight. This is all you have to do. You can call it between business hours, and you'll get a voice. Tonight it'll be voicemail. 877-289-7439. Tell them Pastor Buddy sent you, and we are not masquerading behind a mask tonight. We're telling you the truth. We're taking off the mask of those that you're dancing with and those that you thought was God's chosen people. They are not. 888-281-7320 or 866-761-0438. You call as soon as possible. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. And if you would like to write me, simply address your mail to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Let me repeat that. That is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. And my telephone number, if you'd like to speak with me personally tonight after the show, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. And that'll get you through to our office here where we are doing the show live and direct. This is the first day of November. This is the 11th month in the Gregorian calendar date. And it is the first day of November. This is 2001. We're live and direct. So you're not getting some recorded a prophet that's speaking 10 years ago. We are right up to date with what's happening, and we suggest that you do your homework. If you need information on where you could obtain any of the material that I've given you tonight, is all documented, and it's available in the underground bookstores that we could give you, and they're not on the beaten path. You have to go off the beaten path to get these, ladies and gentlemen. You can order them online. They are available for you without even having to leave the comfort of your own home. So, if you need information, you just call me tonight. We'll give you information on how that you can get a copy on the 13th Tribe and Henry Ford's writings and many more, that you will be staggered by the amount of information is there, yet it is the suppressed information, the ones that these imitators or these masqueraders do not want you to have. Well, we are gearing up for tomorrow night. We're going to be back with more truth as we continue on the masquerade ball. As we are heading into the new year, we will give you the New Year's ball. Praise Yahweh. And we hope that you'll run to your local bookstore, get you some information. Let me again quote you that scripture in the book of Hosea. The book of Hosea says, in chapter 4, verse 6, let me turn there, if you will. Read with me there. If you would like to turn there, remember this. Chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject you. Thou hast rejected knowledge, I have rejected you. So, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Don't reject the knowledge you've received tonight. Check it out. Prove all things. And if you find it to be true, write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tyneville, Tennessee, 37824. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. Pastor Buddy, see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Call a friend. Tell them we're coming back strong on the masquerade ball. Praise Yahweh. Have a great one, Israel. We love you.
Join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.